感谢主，我们的信也是从主而来的。
Thank the Lord for our faith comes from Him.
我们上次交通到信心的道路是蒙福的道路。
As I shared with you before, the way of faith is the way to be blessed.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
For without faith, none can please the Lord.
我们到神的面前来，必须信神是，必须信神在。
Those who come before Him must believe He is.
但是信心的道路也是一个试炼的道路。
Yet on the other hand, the way of faith is also a way of trials and testing.
这句话是穆勒弟兄他所说的。
Brother Muller told us.
那穆勒弟兄，我们上次也讲过，他是一个最有信心、走信心的道路的一位弟兄。
As I've shared with you before, Brother Muller is one who was faithful in his walk of faith.
他曾经写过一本书，叫做《祷告得答应有五万次》。
He wrote a book once. It says prayers answered 50,000 times.
如果我们说他能够祷告得答应五万次，应该他没有什么事情是好像是需要试炼的。
One would think for somebody who has his prayer answered 50,000 times, then this man shouldn't need to be tested by God anymore.
他如果有什么需要，他去向神祷告，神就会听他的祷告。
For whatever he needs, all he has to do is ask, because God answers his prayers.
但是我们却觉得很稀奇。穆勒弟兄他说，信心的道路就是试炼的道路。
And yet we marvel why he said the way of faith is the way of testing.
请我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read from the scriptures together.
我们一起读彼得前书。
First Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们从第一节读第五节读到第八节。
Verses 5-8.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。我们读雅各书第一章第二到第四节。
James 1:2-4。
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们全完备，毫无缺欠。我们最后读一下约伯记23:10。
Job 23:10。
然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold.
所以信心的道路就是试炼的道路。
Therefore, the way of faith is the way of testings.
那信心的道路若是没有试炼
，without test，
那。就好比生命的道路没有十架一样。
It's like a way of life, yet you don't have the cross.
所以我们要知道这个试炼在信心的路上其实是非常非常的重要。
Do know that testing is vital in the way of faith.
所以穆勒弟兄他遇到好多的事情。
As Brother Muller has encountered numerous trials.
事实上他经过许许多多的试炼中，他如何在信心中祷告神。
Yet in the midst of them all, he prayed to God in faith.
让神听他的祷告。
And God answered all his prayers.
我们也讲过亚伯拉罕他是信心之父。
By the same token, we heard about Abraham, the father of faith.
在圣经里面罗马书特别告诉我们，我们今天所有蒙恩得救的人笑着把亚伯拉罕他因信称义的这个脚中而行。
And in the book of Romans it tells us that all of us who have been justified by faith must follow him in his footsteps.
所以在圣经中亚伯拉罕，一讲到亚伯拉罕，他是一个信心的代表。
Abraham is reckoned as the representative of faith in the Bible.
当我们在创世纪十五章 神给亚伯拉罕一个很大的应许。
In Genesis 15, God has given a great promise to Abraham.
叫他从他自己要得着一个后裔。
He said that out of you there shall be a great seed.
神带他到外面去数算天上的众星。
And he took Abraham out and numbered the stars that's in the sky.
说到他的后裔像天上的星那么多。
He said, so will your descendants be.
但是亚伯拉罕他那个时候听见了神向他所说的话。
Yet at that time, Abraham heard what God had said.
听见神给他这么宝贵的应许。
How precious that promise is.
然后亚伯拉罕就开始他一个试炼的道路。
And yet he started on his journey of testing and trials.
我们在圣经里面读到他在86岁的时候生了以实玛利。
The Bible tells us that he gave birth to Ishmael when he was 86.
但以实玛利不是他的妻子以撒撒拉所生的。
Yet he did not beget Ishmael out of his wife Sarah.
因为亚伯拉罕在这个试炼中，他实在是非常的困难。
Because in the middle of his trials, he fell.
他的妻子不给他生孩子。
His wife Sarah was barren.
神应许说有一个孩子是要从你而生的。
Even though there was a promise given to him that a child shall be born out of you.
所以他的妻子就替他想一点办法。
So Sarah came up with this good idea.
啊，用你的妾夏甲，她来为你生一个孩子。
Why don't you just use this mistress Hagar and let her beget you a son?
亚伯拉罕得着一个孩子叫做以实玛利。
Yes, he got a child and it was named Ishmael.
但这个不是在神的应许中所要给他的。
But that child was not born out of God's promise.
所以我们可以想象亚伯拉罕他所经过的试炼实在是非常的大。
So you can just imagine how great his trials were during those days.
因为夏甲当他生了这个孩子以后。
For after Hagar gave him the son.
他就轻看他的祖母。
And she began to look down upon Sarah.
然后我们在圣经读到说，怎么样这个孩子必须被打发出去。
And the Bible showed us that eventually he had to send him off.
亚伯拉罕充满了试炼。
Yes, his life was filled with trials.
到了17章，神再次向他显现。
Chapter 17, God reappeared to him.
神向他启示他的名字叫做以利沙代的神。
And he revealed to Abraham that my name is God El Shaddai.
全有全足全丰的神。
I am the God that is all sufficient.
那个时候亚伯拉罕已经99岁。
And that was at the age of 99.
撒拉90岁。
At the time, Sarah was 90 years old.
比他第一次听见神给他应许的时候更是不可能了。
They were much older than they first heard of the promise.
所以亚伯拉罕在那里心里喜笑。
So Abraham was smirking in his heart.
他向神说，但愿以实玛利在你的面前。
Said, oh, well, why don't you just count this Ishmael before you as my son?
撒拉听到了以后，他圣经讲说他在那里暗笑。
And Sarah also was mocking in her heart.
我想这边讲到说他们在信心中受到一个极大的试炼。
It shows us here that they were greatly tried in the midst of their faith.
因为在人看是不可能的。
But to men, it truly seemed impossible.
可是我们读到新约讲到说他们没有因着不信心里起疑惑。
But the Bible tells us in the New Testament that they never doubt God, even though they did not quite believe.
反而因着信心里
But instead, because of the faith that's in them, they were strengthened.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们看见一路上神怎么样让他们经过这样的试炼。
Throughout their life, we saw how God led them through all kinds of trials.
但是神一路把信心制作在亚伯拉罕的身上。
And yet, little by little, He built and strengthened that faith in them.
到一个地步
，to the point，
亚伯拉罕他信神
，that Abraham believed in God，
神就称他为义
，and God counted him righteous before Him.
所以神真的把以撒。赐给了他们。
And indeed, God gave him Isaac.
这是神所应许的。
A miracle promised child.
但是我们读圣经，我们知道，圣经所讲的那一个后裔。
And from the Bible, we know that God pointed to a special particular descendant.
是指着神的儿子耶稣基督说的。
Which was referred to specifically Jesus Christ.
他讲到说。 亚伯拉罕的后裔像海边的沙那么多。
He said that even though your descendants will be as many as the sands that's by the sea.
的确，今天我们看见亚伯拉罕他肉身的后裔的确是很多很多。
Yesterday, if you look at all the different countries, yeah, they all came from Abraham.
但他也讲到说，你的后裔要像天上的星那么多。
As the Bible said, they will be as numerous as the stars that's in heaven.
那更是说到还有许多许多数不尽数天的儿女。
Also refers to the countless heavenly children that Abraham bore.
今天我们每一个都成了亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Each one of us is a child of Abraham.
我们因着信，我们被称为义。
For by faith we are called righteous.
我们因着信，我们能够得救。
We are all saved through faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕他是信心之父。
Yet.Truly, Abraham is the father of faith.
但亚伯拉罕一生所走的道路是充满了试炼的道路。
And his life is filled with trials and temptations.
好不容易得着了以撒。
When finally he had Isaac.
渐渐以撒长大。
As Isaac grew older.
我们上礼拜讲过，亚伯拉罕听见神向他的一个命令，叫他把以撒献为燔祭。
And then God gave him an order to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice.
我们读圣经的时候觉得亚伯拉罕实在是太伟大了。
When you read the Bible, you can't help but marvel at Abraham.
我们好像看见他没有任何的犹豫。
Undoubtedly,
他就带着他所爱的这个儿子以撒，神所应许的以撒，他们就往摩利亚山去。
He took Isaac, this beloved promised son of God, up Mount Moriah.
以撒问说，今天柴呀火啊怎么都预备好了，但是做燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
So Isaac turned around and asked him, Father, here's the wood, but then where is the sacrifice?
亚伯拉罕对他的儿子说，耶和华必预备，比自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Abraham answered, The Lord Jehovah will himself prepare a sacrifice.
的确我们看见亚伯拉罕到了创世纪二十二章，他的生命达到了一个高峰。
And then Genesis 22 it showed us that Abraham has reached the epitome of his life.
他因着信，他能够摸着父神的心意。
By faith, he understood the heart of the Father.
摸到神，他真的是在他的山上，他就预备。
Yes, truly, on the mountain of Jehovah, he himself prepared.
他预备了做燔祭的羊羔。
He prepared the lamb that is to be sacrificed.
是的，神预备了他的儿子。
Because he prepared his own beloved son.
成为这个燔祭。
To become the ultimate sacrifice.
神既然把他的儿子赐给我们。
He gave us his own beloved son.
他就把万物连同他的儿子一同白白的赐给我们。
How much more wouldn't he give to us that is of the world?
但是也有弟兄他讲到说，亚伯拉罕这一路往摩利亚山上去。
One of the brothers shared was when Abraham was going up the Mount Moriah.
他的里面是不是充满了为天人的交战？
In his heart, there's got to be a battle between heaven and earth.
这不是一个容易的道路。
Because it is not an easy task.
我们相信他的确经过了多少试炼。
I am sure he's gone through lots of struggles and trials.
在他的里面。
In his heart.
一步一步的经过这些试炼，这些。
Step by step as he goes through those trials.
但是这一步上，神在这里制作他，改变他。
Yet in this journey, God is working on him and transforming him.
到最后，我们看见亚伯拉罕他是信心之父。
Ultimately, we see he had been molded into the father of faith.
但是我们思想他所经过的这个道路。
As you consider his path,
的确是充满了试炼的道路。
It is truly filled with trials.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们在一生的过程中好像也充满了试炼。
Oftentimes in our life's journey, it seems like we encounter trial after trial.
那我们会讲说，这些试炼跟我们讲的信心的路到底它的关系是什么样呢？
And you might wonder, what do all my trials have to do with faith?
为什么我们走信心的道路我们就需要经过试炼呢？
Why do I have to go through so many trials on this way of faith?
到底这些试炼有它什么样的价值，有它什么的意义呢？
What do all these trials do for me?
我们读到雅各书，我们读到彼得前书，那这两段圣经它特别就是讲到这个试炼。
In the passages we read from 1 Peter and James, it specifically talk about trials.
它也特别讲到信心要经过试验。
And it tells us that faith must be tested.
那这个试验好像来证实这个信心到底是不是真的。
In order to prove the authenticity of your faith.
我们看一下为什么信心的道路必须是一个试炼的道路。
Now let's examine why the way of faith has to be a way full of testings.
他告诉我们说这个试炼这个忧愁不过是暂时的。
It tells us that when we go through trials, that we fall into sorrow, but for a little while.
所以这个试炼好像在一个过程中是一个必须的，但是呢，它又是一个短暂的。
Even though trials are necessary, but they were just but for a little while.
其实，当我们思想到神在我们身上那永远的旨意
，If you think about God's eternal will upon you,
我们想到。那个极重无比永远的荣耀
The glory that is to come that is so heavy and inexpressible
今天我们所遭遇的
Compared to what you encounter today
不过是自战自清的苦楚
It is but for the time being for a very brief while
那为着这个自战自清的苦楚
This temporal and light tribulation that you are going through
在雅各书里面他说你们落在百般试炼中
In James, it tells us that when you fall into various trials,
都要以为大喜乐
count it all joy.
当我们常常读到这句话的时候，我们觉得很难用我们的思想来明白、来领会。
It is something our little mind simply cannot comprehend.
在百般试炼中，要以为是大喜乐
In the midst of all trials, to count it all joy.
我们能够喜乐，因为环境很顺利
We rejoice when everything is calm
我们很喜乐因为说啊，神大大的赐福给我
We rejoice when we're greatly blessed
但是在百般试炼中
But when you fall in various trials
大喜乐
James tells us to count it nothing but joy
从前有一位弟兄跟我们一起聚会好多年
There was a brother who used to meet with us for many years
后来他回台湾去教书
And later on he returned to Taiwan to teach
那有一次晚上的时候很晚我接到他的电话
This one night I received a phone call from him
他说请我为他祷告
He said please pray for me
因为他去检查发现他有舌癌
And he said I was just diagnosed with tongue cancer
所以他需要开刀需要经过许多的治疗
And they need to operate on me and I have to go through a lot of treatment
他请我为他祷告
He said please do pray for me
后来我们在电话上也一起祷告
And we prayed together on the phone
后来过了没有多久
Shortly after that
我们又听到一个消息
I heard about him
他的姊妹
His wife
去医院要去看他的弟兄
On the way to visit him in the hospital
就被车子撞了
Got into a car accident
他有一个肾整个破掉
And one of her kidney ruptured
啊，他的性命在那时候是非常的危险
And her life was hanging in the balance
还要紧急动手术把一个肾脏拿掉
She was taken to the emergency room and they removed one of her kidneys
就他的太太在要去医院看他，结果自己也住到医院里面。
Can you imagine her herself being hospitalized on the way to visit him in the hospital?
后来我有机会回台湾去看他们。
Later on, I visited them in Taiwan.
当我听见他们所告诉我的过程
，As I hear about what they went through,
我里面觉得非常非常的稀奇。
I just worship in awe.
当我们在美国听见这个弟兄他得了舌癌。
Because when we heard about the news that he had lung tongue cancer,
他是做教授做老师的 他又怎么来教书
He is a professor by profession.
就他姊妹又遇到这样的事情
And then, you know, on top of that, his wife was losing a kidney.
我们都觉得说不晓得他怎么样能够承受这样的打击
We just can't imagine how they could bear that.
但是我去他家看他们
Yet when I saw them,
他们真的是这个家里面怎么充满了喜乐
Somehow this household was filled with joy
他说那段过程
They told me
的确是非常的痛苦
Yeah, going through that truly was very painful
的确是一个非常大的试炼
Truly it was great trial
但他们讲到说那段过程是他们一生中最喜乐的一段过程
Yet that period of time is the time when their life is truly filled with joy
我听见我简直是不敢相信
I couldn't believe what I heard
这怎么可能呢
How could that be
啊，我们的弟兄他讲到说他在医院里面
And he told me when he was in the hospital
那他们在晚上一个礼拜当中有一天呢是这些生病的人一起的聚集
Once a week all the patients usually get together
然后他在那个聚会中他就做见证。
And during that meeting, he would give his personal testimony.
讲到说他里面是如何的喜乐
about how joyful he feels inside
在医院里面他去传福音
so in the hospital he was evangelizing to everybody、
啊、他说我就只有半个舌头我也要传福音
he said even though I was left with only half a tongue I will continue to preach the gospel
感谢主主让他还能够讲话
and God helped him he was able to speak
他人的生命有了一个极大的改变
his life was turned around
经过这样的试炼
through the trial
在他里面充满了喜乐
he was filled with great joy
很多这些他们的经过他们的遭遇不是我们好像能够明白的
a lot of the things that they went through we just couldn't understand
我们只能觉得稀奇怎么会在他身上是这样的一个过程
but to marvel and wonder how was this done by God
但是对他们来讲却是那么的实在
to them it is the reality
在百般的试炼中
throughout the trials and testing
要以为大喜乐
they reckon it nothing but joy
这是圣经的话
it is from the Bible
今天我们想要说出这样的话我们都觉得说不晓得怎么来说出这样的一个话
today we just don't think we could ever even utter that
但是感谢主这是圣经的话
but it is the scripture
你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐
count it nothing but joy in the midst of various trials
彼得是说在百般试炼中暂时忧愁
even though knowing that the trying of your faith is but for a temporary
你们是有大的喜乐
but there will be great joy awaits
所以我们看见这两处的圣经把这些试炼和喜乐能够放在一起
you see testing goes hand in hand with joy
忧愁不过是暂时的
the griefs are but for the time being
但是这个喜乐却是大的
and yet the joy is great
我们看见彼得前书他告诉我们说叫你们的信心既被试验
In 1 Peter, it tells us that know that your faith being tested
就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵
It becomes more precious than gold even though needed to be tested
今天我们知道许多时候当人把金矿开采出来以后
Today we know a lot of the gold miners
它的价值是没有办法显出来的
When you first look at what you have mined it doesn't look precious
他必须让这个金矿呢经过火的试炼
until it goes through fire
经过火来洁净来炼净
wait until the fire purifies and refines what has been mined out
要把所有的杂质都去掉
and do away with all the impurities and mixtures
今天在我们生命的里面
by the same token in our lives
很多时候神必须让我们经过火一样的试炼
oftentimes we must go through fire
所以约伯他说然而他知道我所行的路
but Job tells us but he knows the way I take
他试炼我之后我必如金金
when he has tested me I will come forth as gold
约伯这本书是一个特别讲到受苦的书
We know the book of Job is the book of suffering
但是苦难到底它的意义是什么呢
Yet what is the significance of suffering
神在我们身上苦难不是他的目的
God never purposed in making us suffer
但是苦难可以成为一个非常重要的一个过程
Yet suffering is a crucial part of a good process
感谢主约伯他认识
Job understands that
他试炼我之后我必如金金
He said after he has tested me I shall come forth as gold
他能够神经过这个火一样的试炼把我们身上所有的渣滓能够去掉
Going through the fiery trial he knows that he will do away with all my impurities
把所有不属神的部分能够去掉
Burn away everything that is not of God
所以约伯他说这样的话实在是成为我们众人的一个激励
That's why Job proclaims and it becomes today our encouragement
今天我们看见钻石它的价值这么高这么美丽
We all know diamond is of great value
但是我们知道钻石它是怎么产生的
But do you know how they polish a diamond?
是那个石墨埋在地的底下
We know that it's charcoal buried underground forMillions of years
经过很高的压力很高的温度
Under tremendous pressure and temperature
结果它产生成为钻石
And then finally molded into a diamond
今天主得着我们
Today
他也常常让我们经过 高压经过高温。
In order for God to obtain us like a precious stone, He put it through a lot of times high temperatures and tremendous pressures.
很多说经过一些环境，我们没有办法理解。
Going through a lot of inexpressible and unexplainable circumstances.
也许我们里面会呼喊说：“神啊，为什么？为什么是临到我的身上？”
Sometimes you cry out to Him in your heart, "Oh God, why? Why on me?"
但是约伯说：“他知道我所行的道路。”
And Job utters.He knows the way I take.
弟兄姊妹，神知道。
Brothers and sisters, God knows.
他知道我们所行的道路是什
么。He knows what you're going through and the way you take.
进入我们每一个软弱，每一个痛苦。
He's able to sympathize with every one of your trials and your pain.
但他在我们的身上有一个荣耀的目的。
Yet on you, He has a glorious purpose.
他们试炼我之后，让我们成为金晶。
After He has tried you, He will make you to pure gold.
到底这个试炼要经过多长的时候
？What then you say? How long do I have to suffer?
这个我们都不知道。
None of us know.
我们只知道神他所有的试炼要把我们炼成金晶。
And yet one thing we know for sure is all our trials will turn us into pure gold.
我们知道圣经告诉我们这个忧愁不过是暂时的。
The Bible tells us all the good grief is but for the time being.
所有的喜乐却是大的喜乐。
And yet the joy is tremendous.
是的，在试炼的里面
，truly in the midst of our trials，
但是我们用信心抓住神的话。
It's hard, but we must hold on to the word of God.
他告诉我们，信心要经过试验。
For He tells us our faith must be tested.
经过试验以后，比被火烧仍然能坏的金子要显得更为宝贵。
Afterwards, it becomes more precious than gold, even though tested by fire, but perishes.
今天神为什么要试验我们
？Why do God test us？
今天这个试验目的不是说把你毁掉。
His purpose is not to destroy you。
因为神真的知道我们里面的信心是从神来的，是真实的。
For He knows that the faith that He put in our heart is genuine and it is from Him。
的确，我们如今在肉身活着，是因神儿子的信，我们能够活
着。Indeed, today we live by the faith in the Son of God。
每一个神的儿女
，Every child of God，
我们从得救开始。
From the moment you're saved,
我们就有一个信在我们的里面。
You are given this faith.
这个信是神所给我们的一个生命。
It is a life.
但是经过了这么多的试炼。
After trials, after trials.
神常常用试炼来试验我们。
He tests us.
让我们所有身上的杂质一次一次被炼净。
Until all the impurities on us are washed away.
经过试验，显出我们里面这个信的确比金子更为宝贵。
Through the trials, we have proven the faith in us is more precious than gold.
所以他便告诉我们说，我们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵。
That's why it tells us that our faith, having been tested, is more precious than gold that even being tested by fire yet perishes.
然后可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
So that we may win praise and honor and glory at His appearing.
我们知道贝多芬他写了非常多伟大的乐章。
We all know that Beethoven has composed many great music.
但是我们可能不晓得说，在他到中年的时候，他曾经里面有个非常大的恐惧。
And yet you might not be aware that during his midlife, he had once a great fear.
因为他的听力一天一天的失去。
Because he was losing his hearing.
所以他很害怕。
And he was terrified.
做一个作曲家。
How can a composer?
他如果听不到声音
，loses his hearing.
我想他对他来讲是一个太可怕的一件事情。
That is something that absolutely petrifies him.
那这么多美丽的音乐
，all this wonderful music that he writes.
他一天一天，他失去了这个听的能力。
And as he was gradually losing his hearing,
他不想让人家知道。
He didn't want anybody else to know.
直到有一天，他真的完全成了聋子。
Until one day he was totally deaf.
但是有很多很多贝多芬所写的伟大的乐章
But do you know that many of his great music
是他在完全聋了之后他所写出来的
were composed after he became totally deaf
我想这些美丽的音符当他耳朵完全听不见的时候
even though his ears cannot hear them
却在他心里面一直的跳跃。
Yet the wonderful melodies were ringing in his heart.
在地上我们所有的一切
On earth, everything that we have
有一天可能都会失去
shall all pass away.
都不真的是属于我们的
Because none of them truly is something we can hold on to.
我们年轻的时候觉得说这个健康好像是理所当然的
When we were young, we used to take our health for granted.
有一天这个健康也会失去
Until one day you lose that health.
也许我们觉得说我只要还能够努力我赚钱是理所当然的
Sometimes we felt that as long as I work I will make money
有一天可能你的能力也失去了
Until one day you find that you can't work anymore
但是主叫我们知道说这个试炼这个忧愁不过是暂时的
Yet God told us that all our trials were but for the time being
百般的试炼要以为是大的喜乐
Considered all joy in the midst of various trials
因为主叫我们一次一次经过信心的试验
Time after time our faith is tried
要显出我们里面生命的真实
In order to prove that life within us is so real
他讲到说要生出一个忍耐来
It tells us that this will develop patience in us.
那这个忍耐不是我们咬着牙来经过。
This is not the kind of grin and bear it kind of patience.
这些忍耐乃是当我们与主同行，生命载入与主同过。
But patience that is produced through walking with Him.
啊，主在我们生命的里面，他把这个忍耐生出来。
And He begets this perfect patience in us.
叫我们真的知道说今天不是靠着我们自己我们能够来面对这个环境
So that you know in the heart of your hearts that you were able to face this trial not by your own might
不是靠着我们自己来忍受这个试炼
It is not by your own power
今天我们知道是我们的主好像一路拖着我们
But you were upheld by him
在百般试炼中他把这个喜乐充满在我们里面
In the middle of various trials He fills you with great joy
弟兄姊妹我们只有向主低头向他敬拜
We can't help but bow and worship Him
今天我们遇见很多环境上的难处
When you encounter different difficulties in life
但是常常若是没有这些难处我们得不到帮助
Remember that without those difficulties You cannot grow
曾经有一个哥哥带着他的妹妹他们要去爬一个山坡
And once there were two siblings A brother and a sister going up a hill
那这个山坡上都是一些石头
On the slope they saw all kinds of stones and rocks
所以这个妹妹就跟她哥哥讲说这要走上去很困难的
So the sister told the brother You know what it's going to be a hard trip going up the hill here
因为它一片平坦的地方都没有
Because you know it's so rocky And the path is not smooth at all
就哥哥就告诉这个妹妹
And the brother told her
今天如果没有这些石头
You know that without these rocks
你要爬上去你还没有垫脚的地方
It's much harder to go up without the stepping stones
你有了这些垫脚的地方你才能够走上去的
The rocks enable you to gain a foothold
今天如果我们看我们思维的难处
Today if you look around you see nothing but difficulties
对于没有信心的人来讲这些难处是你的阻碍
To one without faith truly these are your barriers
每一个难处每一个试炼都可以成为我们往前行走的阻碍
Every difficulty become an obstacle for you to move forward
但是对于有信心的人
But for those with faith
那这一些难处这些试炼成了我们的踏脚石
Every trial and difficulty turns into a stepping stone for you to go up higher
是的若是没有这些难处我们好像还踏不上去
Without those difficulties You have no foothold To move forward
感谢主
Thanks the Lord
是他恩待我们
Truly he's gracious to us
是他一路引领我们
All the way he leads us
到我们走信心的道路
Treading on this path of faith
信心的路是蒙福的路
It is a way full of blessings
人非有信不能得神的喜悦
For without faith None can please him
但是信心的路也是一条试炼的道路
On the other hand The way of faith is a way of trials
常常我们碰见大有信心的人
When you encounter a faith giant
但他们的路不是容易的道路
And if you examine the way that they've come forward
很多时候我们会想说他这么有信心他应该什么事情都是祷告就好了他说就是好像很轻松好像很没有压力的
We might imagine that a great faith giant leads a life that's totally stress free because all he had to do is pray
很多的时候我们也告诉人家在难处中，哎，你交托给主啊，你这个要有信心啊。
And sometimes we try to comfort someone who's in difficulty, say, oh, just trust the Lord, have faith.
但是信心的道路是试炼的道路。
But the way of faith is a way full of testing.
大有信心的穆勒，他讲这句话，因为他实在是亲身的走过这条道路。
The faith giant Mueller says that because he truly had walked in it.
这不是一个容易的道路。
It is not an easy path.
我记得在95年当我们在 St. Gabriel 要买会所的时候
I remember in 1995 when we were purchasing the St. Gabriel church building
当我们在 进行之前我们在一个祷告会中大家一起祷告
And we had one prayer meeting together
那天圣灵大大的浇灌
The Holy Spirit came upon us very strongly
有一个姊妹她得着主的话
One sister had obtained the word from the Lord
说你们所需要的在祈求以先你们的父他已经都知道了
saying that the Father who's in heaven has known everything you needed before you ever even asked it
神对我们实在是太好了
truly God is so good to us
在我们祈求以先我们天上的父都知道我们的需要
before we even ask him of our needs he knows it all
所以当我们得着主的话我们也很兴奋
So when we had heard that word from the Lord We were so excited
主把这样的信心赐给我们
For he has given that faith in us
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们祷告我们得着了话
After we pray and obtain the word from the Lord
是不是我们就可以说 Nothing to worry 我们没有什么好担心的
Can we just slack off and say Well there's nothing to worry about
因为神已经应许了
Because God already promised.
他说我们求之前呢，他都知道了我们需要。
Since God knew all that we need before we even asked Him,
他会供应我们所有的需要。
He will surely supply.
弟兄姊妹，信心的道路不是容易的道路。
But no, the way of faith is not an easy way.
信心的道路是试炼的道路。
It is a way full of trials and testings.
当弟兄姊妹们一同得着主的话
After we heard the word from the Lord that night,
一同相信神他必定会预备
And we believed in one unison that God will provide.
但是这一切没有叫我们好像放松
But we didn't slack off.
反而弟兄姊妹更多需要有一个很大的压力觉得说我们需要来祷告
Yet on the contrary We really feel we need to come together and pray more
的确不是依靠势力不是依靠才能
Truly not by might not by power
但是依靠耶和华的灵放人身
by his spirit
所以弟兄姊妹们一同在主面前祷告
So we pray together before the Lord
我们签名24小时大家守望祷告
We all signed up on a 24-hour prayer watch
每一个小时每一个时刻都有弟兄姊妹在那里祷告
Taking turn to pray hour by hour
那个时候我觉得非常的感动
I was so moved
很多人都抢着要填那个一点两点三点那个是最不容易起来的时间
And the,
填那个时间说我要在这段时候来祷告主
The top preferences by people signing up were the 1 a.m. 2 a.m. 3 a.m. The most difficult hours to wake up and pray
大家真的是里面有很重的负担
Because everybody's so burdened in their heart
那重到一个地步禁食祷告
To the point that they wanted to fast and pray
我吃不下我禁食祷告
They were so burdened in their heart they can't eat
当我回想
As I look back
你说那是信心的路吗
Is that the way of faith?
为什么你们有这么大的压力
Why do they feel so burdened in their heart?
你们不是得着了主的话吗
Haven't we already obtained the words from God?
为什么还在那里向神这样的呼求
So why pray so fervently?
弟兄姊妹让我慢慢有一点明白
I came to the understanding that
信心的道路是一条试炼的道路
The way of faith is also filled with testings
的确我们得着了主的话
Yes, we have obtained the living word from him
的确我们相信神他有预备
Yes, we believe that he will provide
我们相信我们也认识他的名字叫做以利撒代的神
We also do understand that his name is God El Shaddai
全有全足全丰的神
Which means God all sufficient
但是当我们更多的来认识
But yet, when we come to the understanding
我们就更知道说这是一个试炼的道路
That faithhave to be tested.
我们里面很重的负担。
So we are burdened inside.
我们需要祷告。
We know we need to pray.
需要让神的旨意能够通过去。
Until he can work through us.
需要我们一直的祷告，直到神的应许能够成就。
Praying until fulfilling of all his promises on us.
这是一个很特别的经历。
It is a very marvelous experience.
我想不只是在大的事情上。
Not on big things, but even.
不只是在教会的事情上。
Not just about the church matters.
其实在我们每一个人的生活中都是这样的实在。
But even on little trivial daily affairs.
今天不是说我有信心，我就好像真的是可以放松，可以那么的轻松自在。
Don't just take it easy, saying, "Oh, I have faith."
乃是真的走在信心的路上。
But step by step, you take a walk in the way of path.
我们知道这是十字架的道路。
Way of faith is the way of cross.
这不是我们天然生命能够走上去的。
It is nothing that our natural life can take.
我们知道这是一个满了试炼的道路。
But it's a way full of trials.
但是经过试炼之后，主正在制作我们，改变我们。
And it's through those trials He changes us and refines us.
我们回想我们一生中发生了多少的事情。
In retrospect, out of all your life events,
有高处的，有低处的。
Some up on the mountain and some deep in the valley.
有叫我们可以欢乐的，有叫我们非常痛苦的。
There are things that you rejoice over, and there are things that you just had so much pain with.
但是很多时候，我们一讲到说过去几十年，好像转眼也就过去了。
And yet, decades of your life seem to have just passed in the twinkling of an eye.
是这些事情可以一件一件的发生，然后呢，就过去了，成为历史了。
Yes, one significant event after another, they all took place and they all become part of your history.
但是弟兄姊妹，若是在这每一个过程中，
However, every step of the way,
每一个试炼，
If whenever a trial comes your way,
让主制作我们，改变我们，
You allow God to work on you and change you.
让每一个试炼都有它美好的意义，
Then every trial comes with such blessings.
都成为一个这样有价值的一个过程。
And it becomes a precious process.
他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
After trials, I shall come out like gold.
当约伯他有这样的一个看见。
When Job sees that,
我想他里面的喜乐真的是何等的大。
He truly could exult in him.
地上的一切不过是自暂自清的。
All that's on earth is but temporal and light.
但是我们要得着的是极重无比永远的荣耀。
Yet what we can obtain is eternal and heavy from him.
这两个是没有办法来比较。
They're in such contrary and there's just no comparison.
我盼望我们彼此勉励。
Let's encourage one another.
我记得在上个礼拜五听见有一位弟兄。
Last Friday, a brother shared.
他讲到说，想到会所的事情，他说我们还需要这么大，我们怎么办？
He says that whenever he think about our church purchase fund, he look at what we still need, he worries.
当我听见这句话，我觉得里面很受感动。
I was so moved.
这句话不是一个旁观者他所会讲的话。
This is not a feeling a spectator would have.
这句话是表示说，是一个一起扛责任的人他所会说的话。
A bystander will not have this feeling unless one who puts his shoulder in is trying to carry this load.
真正有信心的不是说别急别急，神会预备的。
Those who have great faith will not just stand on the side and say, well, don't worry, God will provide somehow.
充满了负担。
But only a person who wants to carry this burden.
当我们说怎么办怎么办，
will ask, how am I going to do it? How do we do it?
就是表示我们对自己一点都没有把握。
This is from somebody who don't know how himself can do it.
但是我们把肩膀摆进来，我们一起扛抬神家的见证。
And yet is more than willing to put his own shoulder in and say, I'm going to carry the house of God.
神就会做非常奇妙的工作。
And God will work wonders and miracles.
当我们每一个人，我们负起我们的责任。
When every and each one of us is willing to take our responsibility,
我们就会看见神他站在这里掌权。
And you will see God reigns and rules among us.
啊，你们在祈求以先，你们的父他早就知道了。
For he said that your heavenly Father knows about all your need before you even ask him.
所有的一切都是神的。
All belongs to him.
不是我们能够拿什么给他来叫他能够增加一点点。
It's not as if we can give him something to make him richer.
但是今天弟兄姊妹，我们宝贵这个过程。
But how valuable is the process when he allows us to go through it?
这是一个试炼的过程。
This process of trial.
这是一个充满了压力的过程。
This process of being pressed.
若你还没有觉得说你有任何的压力，好像这是你们的事情。
If you don't have any pressure today and thinking that's somebody else's problem.
对不起，你还没有在这个信心的路上。
Then I don't think you are one of the members that is right now walking in the way of faith.
因为主告诉我们，他要呼召我们。
For the Lord has called us all.
他叫我们成为那个不破口的人。
To become one that will stand in the breaches.
叫我们成为扛台见证的人。
To be one who will carry the testimony of the Lord.
你必定会觉得很大的压力。
If you care, you would worry and feel the pressure.
啊，怎么办？怎么办？
How are we going to do it? How
to
do this?
你要怎么来预备？
Lord, how are you going to work this out?
你要怎么来做成你的工作？
How are you going to complete this work?
因为这一切的过程跟我们天然人是相反的。
Because the walk of faith is so different than the walk of a natural man.
但是在这个压力的当中
In the midst of all this pressure
弟兄姊妹这是我们蒙福的机会
You will be blessed
好像经过火一样的试炼
As if going through fire
如果你里面没有觉得说哇为了神的家的需要那么的痛苦那么的迫切
If you don't toil and labor for the need of the house of God
你很难享受那个大的喜乐
You won't be able to partake of the great joy that is coming
因为这个试炼和这个喜乐是两个是摆在一起的
For this testAnd the joy that is to come are side by side.
当我们真的为着神的家的需要，为着弟兄姊妹个人的需要，我们里面有个很重的负担。
Whenever you really carry the burden of the need of the house of God or brothers and sisters,
百般的试炼中
then through all these trials,
啊，我们也有份。
You be part of it.
不是这位姊妹，她在疾病中，她在痛苦中，她在试炼中。
It's not just that particular brother or sister is in the difficulty or trial.
是我们和她站在同一个位置上。
But we are in it together.
我们和她一同祷告。
We pray with him or her.
他的难处就是我的难处。
His difficulty is my difficulty.
他的重担就是我的重担。
Her burden is my burden.
我们只有这样子，真的是一同走信心的道路。
Going through it together is the way of faith.
彼此代求。
Plead, intercede for each other.
重担彼此担当。
And carry each other's burdens.
然后我们在百般试炼中，我们会以为大的喜乐。
That's how we can count it all joy in the midst of all the trials.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是信心的道路。
This is the way of faith.
主，我们恳求我们的主。
We plead to the Lord.
这些日子恩待我们。
May He have grace on us.
真的是把这个负担放在我们的里面。
That he will impart all these burdens onto us.
我们一同走信心的道路。
So we walk together in this way.
彼得前书一章八节说：“你们虽然没有见过他。”
First Peter 1:8 says, "Even though you have never seen him."
却是爱他。
And yet you love him.
如今虽不得看见。
Even though you did not see him.
却因信他。就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And yet through your faith in him, you are filled with joy that is unspeakable.
是的，我们没有见过他，我们确实爱他。
Yes, indeed, we have not seen him, but we love him.
主在我们里面是那么的实在。
So real is he in the heart of us.
主是开我们里面的眼睛。
For he has opened our inner eyes and we see him.
他已经复活了。
He has resurrected.
他已经升天了。
And ascended into heaven.
但是主在圣灵里面已经回来。
In his Holy Spirit, he has also returned to us.
啊，他住在我们的里面。
And he abides in us.
我想多少弟兄姊妹一呼喊到耶稣这名，我们里面就觉得那样的甘甜。
Oh, how sweet our hearts feel whenever we call upon the name of Jesus.
耶稣，耶稣，这个最甜美的名字。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, the sweetest names of all.
求原谅我将你圣名日念千遍不住。
Please forgive me for calling upon your name thousands times a day.
啊，我们都在这个蒙福的境界。
Yes, we all have experienced that.
没有见过他，确实爱他。
We have not seen him, yet we love him.
我们因信又说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
For by faith we triumph in the joy that is so great and beyond words.
主把这个信已经赐给我们。
He has given us that faith.
但是这个信需要经过一个试炼的道路。
And that faith has to be tested.
这个信需要经过试验。
That faith goes through trials.
让我们每一个人的身上被主来制作被主来改变
so that we may be worked upon and transformed by him
我们真的知道这是一条蒙福的道路
indeed this is the way to blessing
我们就彼此勉励
and let's encourage one another
Hallelujah 主我们相信
Yes, we believe, Lord.
我们祷告求主把信更多的赐给我们。
We pray that you will raise our faith.
我们彼此勉励，手牵着手，一同走这条信心的道路。
Let's encourage one another hand in hand, and we walk together in this way of faith.
我们再来唱诗歌439首。
Can we